The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, as you've been hearing, Gardaí are searching an area of open land in Donabate in County Dublin as part of an investigation into a missing child who they presume is dead. The boy went missing up to 4 years ago when he was 3.5 years old. He has not been seen since. Now, to talk us through what's happening out at Donabate, we're joined by Stephanie Roan, a News Talk reporter, and in studio with me is Tanya Ward, CEO of the Children's Rights Alliance. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pam.
Can you describe the scene for us, first of all, where this piece of open land is?
Well, this scene is on the Portran Road in Donabate. It's a large field, for want of a better word. There's three areas that are sealed off. Gardaí are on site. Spotlights have been set up. I was here since about 8 o'clock this morning. And, you know, a lot of portaloos were brought in. So you can imagine that Gardaí are expecting the search to continue for a few days. Now, I've just been speaking to the cameramen who have better range than I would. The crime scene officers, detectives and local Gardaí, they're all on site. But no searching has actually started. We can't see any, you know, digging or any looking through grass as of yet. And look, I guess just to take you back, Gardaí were alerted to this case last Friday by Tusla. Now, this is because red flags were raised over a social protection payment. So what I understand, an application was made for payment. The department were doing their checks and contacted Tusla, just checking, you know, if the child existed and then they could make the payment. But then Tusla couldn't locate the child. This was then referred to Gardaí last Friday. It broke last evening, but very, very scant details emerged. And then this morning, we got a more detailed update from the Gardaí. I came out here at about 7 and I first went to the location of where the young boy lived. Now, he was last seen, as you said there, when he was 3 years old. He would be 7 years old now. He lived in an apartment complex called The Gallery. It's just beside Donabate train station. Very quiet, secluded area, just commuters going about their business this morning.
To give us a sense of that apartment complex, I mean, how many stories high, how big, how many blocks, how modern?
Very modern, very, very modern, right beside the train station. In fact, when I arrived so early that builders were waiting to go into another apartment complex that they're building right beside it.
Okay.
So it's, you know, a very busy area, but quiet, like it's by the train station. All that were, I'd say about 200 maybe apartments or so, 3-floor apartments, just commuters going to work. And it's about a 5-minute drive from where I am now at the location site. And just as I was saying there, to bring you up to speed, Gardaí were carrying out their inquiries over the weekend and they made the breakthrough in interviews that there could be something here. And from what I understand, they are indeed, unfortunately, searching for a body in this case. Also, tragically, this is actually just right beside a school. So there's a lot of young children on their way to school this morning going, what's going on there, Daddy and Mammy? So that was a bit upsetting. But, you know, it's a busy area that the road is on. There's three access points which I can see. They've each been sealed off and Gardaí are there. And as I said, detectives have arrived in the past hour along with crime scene officers. Now, Gardaí say they're keeping a very open mind into what happened to the boy. I know there's various reports out there this morning, but they say at this stage that it's incredibly open.
Okay, but they're presuming they are looking for a body. I mean, that's their presumption at the moment.
They are looking for a body, but they did say it could be natural causes, it could be an accident, or it could be something more sinister. Now, for operational reasons, they're not going to identify the boy at the stage or his family. No arrests have been made and an incident room has been set up at Swords Garda Station.
Any sign of cadaver dogs being brought in?
No, as I said, you completely can't see. For want of a better word, it's a large field. Yeah. And there's lots of trees around it. And they've put up black sheeting.
Sure.
And, you know, and they've asked, they said specifically in their statement, could the media respect the search? So I think that's a clear indication, no drones or anything like that. So all I've been speaking to, the cameramen have obviously better equipment than I have with my iPhone. And they say they can't actually see any searching just yet. I'm sure that will happen as the morning progresses. They're probably just mapping it out now.
Now, finally, you mentioned the commuters. I'm sure they're all rushing to catch their trains and so on. But did any of them have anything to say about what was going on?
Well, I went down just to the school, just nipped into the shop there, and I just got speaking to the local lollipop lady. And she was just saying everyone's just shook. She was just saying everyone's just really, really shocked. They can't understand it. And I think it's when you say 3-year-old, do you know what I mean? It's just like, how on earth could, I know you've Tanya on now, but how on earth could a 3-year-old go missing and nobody notice? And then also this idea that it's just exactly a year on from the Kyron Dernan case, which Drew Harris at the time said was completely extraordinary. They'd never seen anything like it. And yet a year later, you know, here we are again. And I mean, I have questions as well. I know, for example, I had to take my son when he was 4 years old for a developmental check in the HSC. And if that wasn't carried out, you know, surely someone would have contacted me. So there's just questions of how are these checks just completely missed? And just down the school, I think people were just upset and baffled.
Absolutely baffled. Anyway, Stephanie, thank you very much for reporting for us from Donabate. That's Stephanie Roan, News Talk reporter at the location of the dig at the moment. Tanya Ward, who's CEO of the Children's Rights Alliance. Tanya, good morning. Another shocking case.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had to read it twice to believe it, to be honest. And it's just absolutely devastating to hear something like this happened again, because I suppose with Kyron Dernan, people thought maybe this was exceptional. But to hear it's happened a second time.
Also, there was a credible possibility that he had been taken away out of the jurisdiction and therefore the alarms weren't sounded as rapidly as they might otherwise have been.
Yeah, but it's still the fact the child disappeared and wasn't reported for 2 years. I mean, this does not happen in this country normally.
And now we have one where a child is last seen at the age of 3.5,
yeah,
which could be up to 4 years ago. And that child probably not at regular school, but might have been at play school and then just not seen at the group. But no one really passed comment, because people do come and go from those kind of groups.
That's right. I mean, like, the most important thing that needs to happen now, Pat, as you know, is the Garda investigation, stepping back and giving them the space, and hopefully people will come forward and give them the information to work out what actually happened. But I've been asking myself questions, as has everyone. I mean, a small child is very vulnerable. And at those ages, they are interacting with different services like the public health nurse, the GP, early years setting, going to their local service. And often the way the child protection system works, if a child goes missing or there's a risk or something's going wrong, it's a family member, it's a local service, it's a teacher, it's a guard. They are who alert to, so the Child and Family Agency. And this is what I have big questions around. And it made me wonder, is COVID the connection here?
Because there's a discontinuity in those services at that time.
Yeah, that's right.
You couldn't
right.
get the services because they weren't, you know, everyone was at home.
That's down. Right. The lockdown had huge implications for the child protection and welfare system. And I remember when the first lockdown was called, I mean, the angry calls I got from people working within the child protection sector across the board. I remember having a principal ring me from the inner city Dublin and say, do you realise I have children that won't eat now because the school is closed? What are you going to do to stand up for these children? And Tusla talked to all the services and said, look, our issue is now we have to focus on the most vulnerable children, the children where we know there's serious harm and neglect. But the issue with the system was the people who normally see the child every day didn't see the child every day. And the whole system is built on people who see there's an issue around safety contacting Tusla. We did see just after the first lockdown a fall in referrals to Tusla, actually, and they were very concerned. They came out. They asked for people to be extra vigilant. In fact, you on this show, Pat, ran a piece asking people who don't normally interact with child protection system to look out for children where there might be a risk or there might be some concern. And obviously what's happened here is that the bit that jumps out to me with the story is the Department of Social Protection picking up that there's something missing here, there's information missing here about the child and triggering TUSLA, the Child Protection Agency.
So we don't have the full detail, but it would appear that some application for either a payment or a continuation of a payment was made and a red flag popped up for someone in social protection.
That's right. And I suppose our PPSN system is really important. You know, registering children for benefit payments, registering them in school, these are all really important parts of the child protection system, because it ensures a child can't go missing. And if a child does go missing, that's when the agencies are contacted and alerted.
Now, we know that there was, at the time of COVID and so on, there was talk of after the collapse of the Celtic Tiger as well, all of these things happening in a sequence. that many people who were here as, if you like, guest workers were going home, you know, sometimes claiming child benefit, for example, even though they had departed the jurisdiction. And social protection, being aware of that, were doing more and more checks. So perhaps it is routine now for them to make sure that, and I don't know whether this child came from within the jurisdiction or otherwise, but social protection would be alert to the possibility that people are trying to maybe scam the system.
Yeah, I mean, the most important data actually, as well as the CSO, is actually the number of children registered for child benefit, because a universal payment, nearly every child in the country is registered for child benefit. And it is true, the Department of Social Protection introduced checks to make sure you couldn't claim in different countries. But actually, it's a kind of an important check, because what it does is when you fill out that form, and I do it myself, you have to say where your school is, where the school is attending, etc. And all of that goes back in. So it gives the Department of Social Protection the information it needs to establish the child is still living in that family, attending the school. But obviously, if there's any incomplete information, that will trigger the system. And I would often say, actually, when it comes to undocumented children, it's so important. They're always, every child is registered for a PPSN number. The most important thing is getting a child on the state system to make sure no harm can actually come to them. When the Ukrainian children arrived here from the war, we wanted children to be registered in school. The most important thing to make sure someone has eyes and ears to make sure these children are safe, because with a lot of people trying to exploit children as they left and the families leaving the Ukraine. So it's really important. Important part of the system.
Mm. And of course, if there was such a thing as a home birth and registration might not ever take place, I don't think it's much of an issue in Ireland, but it could happen.
Maybe, but as I said, nearly every child in the country is on the child benefit system. And that's one of the beauties of having this universal system. We have this important information for children, and you can make sure that this child gets this payment.
What about Thusla and all of this? I mean, they didn't seek this embarrassment, but it is an embarrassment for them.
Well, it's unclear at this point in time what Thusla's role is in relation to this case, because all we know is that they were triggered by the Department of Social Protection to examine the whereabouts of the child, and then they contacted the Gardaí when they were concerned.
But they may have had no interaction with that child or that child's family at all prior to. It's one thing to say Thusla has let somebody down.
Yeah.
But if there was no contact and no reporting, you can hardly blame them for something they knew absolutely nothing about.
That's right. And that was the whole issue with the succession of lockdowns. That's why everyone was concerned, including Thusla themselves, because they didn't have eyes and ears in every community. And they asked people to be extra vigilant during those lockdown periods.
One of the texts making that charge against Thusla: Thusla have serious questions to answer again. There's something very wrong with the culture in our Department of Health. Shameful failure and incompetence is defended, for example, the CHI. When incompetence is defended by the leadership, it becomes acceptable. There needs to be real consequences for the people responsible for these horrendous failures to protect our most vulnerable. But again, you have to say maybe, and this will come out in the wash, maybe Thusla knew nothing and couldn't have known.
And that is possible. What is important when there is the death of a child like this is to have an independent investigation to find out what happened to the child, to find out what agency, what organisation, what service was interacting with the child, to identify was there any opportunity to intervene to protect this child, and is there any learning to make sure that it never happens again. When the guards have had the time to do their investigation, it'll be incredibly important that an independent review takes place to establish all of that.
Tanya Ward, CEO of the Children's Rights Alliance, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.